Blog Talk Radio. Firefly Willows LIVE presents our live on-air call-in show. We're opening up the phone lines to our listeners for live on-air readings. Do you have a concern or is there a situation you'd like guidance with? Get your question ready and join us by calling 1-646-716-5510 or by using the Skype button on the Firefly Willows LIVE show page at Blog Talk Radio after the show begins broadcasting. We're excited. Give us a listen. Firefly Willows LIVE, helping you find and shine your inner light.
And welcome to the show. My name is Hi C, and I am here to offer you readings today. I am one of the hosts on Firefly Willows LIVE. I host a show called Revolution, which is on the second Sundays of each month, and also a show called The Amethyst Oracle, Divination with a Queer Twist, which is on the second Tuesdays of the month. I would invite you to check those out. As you heard, if you would like to get into the queue to receive a reading during the show today, then you can either Skype in from the show page or you can call 646-716-5510. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/fireflywillows. We encourage you to like our page there, and always we're happy to engage in conversation. If you have questions, comments about the show, insights that you want to offer from something that you hear on one of the shows, please feel free to do that. I also just wanted to mention that today is World Tarot Day, so this is, you know, perfectly apropos for me to be offering readings since my primary tool is the tarot. And World Tarot Day was started, it's May 25th of every year, and it was started in 2003 by Den Elder. And so it's been going on ever since then, and it's just a day where we celebrate the tarot. A lot of people, you might just check on the web, you probably can find a lot of people offering a lot of different interesting things to help celebrate, whether it's readings or free gifts or other things. So just wanted to mention that and say happy World Tarot Day. So feel free to call in or Skype in anytime to get into the queue, and then we will just be going through the people that are waiting. There were already a couple of people that had gotten into the queue before the show started, obviously anxious to get their readings, so we might as well go ahead and jump right in. And just so you know, when I bring you onto the show, I will simply be stating your area code. So if you hear me say your area code, please speak up, because that will help me to identify and help you to know that we are now going to be talking to you. So the first person we're going to go to is calling from area code 229. Are you there, caller from area code 229?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you very much for taking my call today.
You're welcome. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Melvin, and I'm calling from Georgia.
All right. Well, welcome, Melvin. So what is it that we can look at for you today?
Well, yes, sir. I just wanted to see about getting just a mini reading, but I do have a concern about a relationship with my sister. It's been going on for a while with her, maybe 20, 30 years, and I always reach out to her and, you know, to be the little brother, you know, for her. And it seems like every time she comes from out of town, either I visit out of town or whatever, we connect, and she seems like she gives me the cold shoulder, and it's been going on too long for years. And I asked her, you know, why you treat me this way and what I've ever done to you, but she didn't give me a real solid answer, but it just bothered my soul, and I just want to know why she treats me this way. She doesn't treat her other brothers and sisters like she treats me. I'm the baby of 10, and when I'm around her, I try to talk to her, but she basically, you know, say a couple of words and that's it. Even with the family reunion in 2012 we had, and it's just, I'm tired of it. It's crazy to me. I don't know what she has against me or what she don't like about me. I don't know what's her problem.
All right. Well, first of all, is it possible for you to turn the speakers down on the computer?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. Causes a little bit of an echo when we have that. So that's much better. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, so first of all, sorry that you're having to deal with that and that you've been dealing with that for so many years. The first card that came up kind of in the position around you is the Empress card, which is the archetypal, or it's the card that represents the mother. So the first thing that it made me think was there's something that she may associate with you and your mother. And so here it may be she, because you said you're the baby, so she may feel some sort of jealousy or frustration because she thinks that somehow your mother treated you better, or, you know, pampered you more than she did your sister, and that your sister somehow has resentment as a result of feeling like you got the better end of the deal in some way. Have you ever talked to her? Has she ever mentioned anything like that, feeling as if, you know, you were lucky to be the baby because you got the best deal, or she feels like, you know, mother always treated you better because you were the baby, or something like that?
Well, no, she hasn't, but one of my brothers have.
Ah.
When I was in high school. Came right out and told me.
Yeah, and even though she may not have ever said that, that may also be something that is part of why she feels or treats or acts the way that she does towards you. And in some ways, what that means is that there's nothing that you can do to really change that, because you had nothing to do with how your mother, you know, treated you or raised you or that kind of thing, you know, whether she favored you or not, that wasn't your doing. And in some ways, that while you become the scapegoat, you become the person that they take it out on. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do to change that situation, because really you didn't do anything, which I think is it's unpleasant to have to deal with that. But I think seeing this, it makes it kind of nice for perhaps you to simply know it's not anything that you really did. It's more a perception that they have about how you were treated compared to how they think they were treated, and they're just more taking that frustration and resentment out on you rather than it's something that you yourself actually did, which means, more challengingly, there's nothing you can really do to remedy the situation, because it was really nothing about you and anything that you did.
Because when I went over to my other sister's house and everybody was over there, but when I walked in the door, I spoke to everybody, but only one of my sisters said something. But my sister, Essie, that's the one that I seemed like she, you know, she go visit my other brothers and sisters, and she'll pass on the way. My home is like on a highway, and when she goes back to her home out of town, she'll pass right by me and keep rolling. And I'm a real compassionate guy. I'm real sensitive, and I can't handle that, you know. And I don't want to argue with my family because that's all they did as a child with me growing up in the house with 10, and I was the 10th child, and they argued a lot, and I was, it scared me, and it took a bad, I had to, you know, really ask God to help me, you know, get, you know, remove that from me, the fear out of me that I had picked up in my childhood.
Right.
And I just, yeah, because it just, it seems like when I walked in, I believe I'm kind of intuitive because I could pick up some negative energies, like, you know, if they had been talking about me while I was on the way over there last night. And they think that I, you know, I don't drink, smoke, or do drugs. And but some of them drank and stuff, but I don't do it anymore. And I don't know if they're jealous of that because I have conquered that evil spirit and moved forward and trying to finish up school. I don't know if it was some jealousy in my family. But I don't put myself as a high-minded person over them. I still treat them the same way and help them. I'm always giving, giving. But I'm struggling now, you know, for the job-wise. But when I ask for help, there's no help for Melvin. There's no right. help for Melvin. But my mom, before she passed, she helped me, and now there's no help for Melvin.
And, well, and I think that speaks to that there was a perception that you were a mama's boy, and so there's a
yeah,
certain
yeah.
level of resentment on their part because they think that, you know, mom was always there to help out Melvin but never came to help out us, you know, kind of thing, as if
yeah.
somehow you got special treatment. And so, you know, and so again, there's nothing we can really do to change that because that's the perception that they're living in. And they have to
yeah.
be willing to see things differently. And so one thing that I would also suggest is, and I know for a lot of people, family is important, but
right.
it may be time for you to think about creating your own family around you and choosing the people you want to call family rather than it being about blood relations as family, because
right.
you're going to be waiting a long time to feel like you get what it is that you're hoping for from your blood family relations, because they have to be the ones to recognize that maybe their perception or attitude isn't based on something that is right. And
yeah.
we can't do that. But instead of you constantly putting yourself in a place of being subjected to that, and then having to feel the pain or the suffering or the frustration or the anger or whatever it is that it might cause for you, start looking
uh-huh.
outside of your blood relations and start creating a family for yourself of people that know you and support you and encourage you and are there for you, rather than trying to make these people that are quote-unquote family be that for
yeah.
you, and then you constantly feel frustrated when they won't do that. Because there's nothing here. Sorry?
I'm sorry. But, dude, you know, I have 6 sisters and I have 3 brothers, but one of my brothers passed away in 2010. But do my, out of my six sisters and my brothers, do they really, really love me and care for me? I mean, do they really... You know, Melvin, they really do love me as a brother, or they just going through the flow of the name of the, as a brother?
Right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to just maybe just say the first name of each one
okay.
and maybe say them in the order of the age going from the oldest to the youngest. So that we'll be able to remember the order. Now, the one that you were initially asking about, is that the oldest sister? Is that the oldest
no.
child?
No, sir. She's not.
Okay.
The oldest child is my sister, Hazel.
Okay.
She's the oldest.
And then who's the
oh,
next
okay.
oldest?
Yeah.
No, that's,
and then it's my brother. His name is Nathaniel.
Okay.
And he's next. And then my other brother, Lacey.
Okay.
And then Essie.
And is that who you were asking about initially?
Yes, Essie.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, let's see, Essie. My next sister is Wanda.
Okay.
And then Catherine. And then Rosa. And then Shirley. Let me back something up here. After Catherine, my brother who passed away, is Cornelius.
Okay. Well, for the moment, I think that we won't worry about him because I don't know that how he felt about you.
He was real good with me.
Well, right. But how he felt about you isn't impacting you in this very moment versus how the other ones are feeling is obviously something you have to deal with right now.
Right.
So I would say that the people that have this, I don't remember all the names, so I'm just going to have to say my age here.
You want me to run it back right quick?
No, it's okay. Okay. So the people who seem to have the strongest feelings for you are the last one that you mentioned, the youngest just before you.
Shirley.
And the older one and the second older one also, it seems as if something started to happen, and this is more something started to happen probably within the family dynamic when the third person that you mentioned came along, because there we hit this little streak of more difficult and challenging cards. which is really going to say that whatever was going on in the family in terms of what they experienced growing up, how they were treated, et cetera, it seemed to affect that group. So this is starting with the third person you mentioned. So it's basically the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh people that you mentioned. that in-between period, and I think this is the classic, the middle child kind of syndrome, that the middle children tend to feel forgotten or neglected because the oldest ones are the first ones, so they get a lot of attention because everybody's excited about their first children. The youngest ones often tend to get a lot more attention because they're the babies, and the middle ones can feel like they get the short end of the stick. So I think that a lot of that is affecting how they tend to perceive you and the attitude that they tend to have towards you. And there's nothing here that says that they have, deep-seated hatred or don't love you or something like that. It's just more that what they experienced and how they perceive you has created a distance, and they don't feel that sense of closeness to you. And again, it's not because of you. It's more because of what they experienced and simply what you represent versus who you really are as a person. And they just don't seem to be willing to put the effort into seeing you and trying to get to know you as a person versus only seeing you as what you represent. So you kind of live as you live with the title of the baby of the family rather than them seeing you as Melvin. And then go ahead.
That is so good because they always it is hard to explain, but they just always treat me I'm the leftover, I mean, even my sister Essie said, they used to make jokes about, we found you on the doorstep and stuff like that. And I had to grow up and and that was still ringing in my ear, but it doesn't bother me like it used to when I was little. And, you know, and my mom told him, you know, stop saying that to him. And they used to say that, and especially Essie, that yeah. I was really not in the family. And it was annoying to me, but you don't tell a little kid that, you know.
Right.
You grow up in resentment, and that's a verbal, that's abuse, you know, for neglect. So
right.
Yeah, it's sad for her being deceiving, but it seems like they should be proud of me because I stopped drinking, I stopped smoking, I started going to college. You know, also I coach football, but I'm not coaching now. I just turned my life completely around. I ended up getting married, but I'm divorced now. But I ended up with all three of my sons. I had ended up raising them myself. I had permanent custody of them. I raised them up, but I have five kids. And now it seems like my kids, you know, our relationship is not connected the way it's supposed to be, especially with my oldest child, Sharika. She's the daughter. And just last week, she's been trying to, you know, she texted me, but I haven't spoken with her since, Thanksgiving of last year. And then just the other day, she finally opened up to me and wanted to talk. And I'm like, okay, Lord, is this going to be where they step in and step out of my life? And, you know, and my other child, Melvin, you know, he in and out of jail, and I'm trying to, you know, get him straight. But my other son, Antoine, and I got one named Tremaine, and my youngest son, Joshua, he's serving a long time sentence in prison. And because he wanted to go stay with his mom and do what he wanted to do. And they make me feel like that I'm the one, I am the reason because Joshua is in prison. And I'm not, you know. And I tell them, I mean, how can you think that, you know, why you don't send him money, you know, why you don't do this and that? I'm like, look, I done took care of him. He made a bad choice and he got to live with it. You know, but, I mean, yeah. If I had the money to send him, I'd send it to him. But I'm struggling as well. I don't even have a job right now. They just laid me off of the hospital last year of 2000, December of last year, and it was like 800 and some employees, but out of job. Then they stopped my unemployment, so I got to file an appeal on Tuesday to try to get my unemployment started back up. So I haven't received a check at all since April 8th, and they owe me really back pay. And I hope to God that they pay me my back pay when I file this appeal.
So the first thing that I would say is some words that you used there are really what trips up a lot of people. Whenever we say things like should or supposed to, we kind of set a trap for ourselves. So if we say that certain people should act this way or they're supposed to say this or act this way, we're setting ourselves up for disappointment or frustration because that means people aren't acting according to the expectation we have of how they should be. So if you can start to let go of how people should act or are supposed to act and say, are they acting in a way that is healthy for me, that is good for me to be around? And if not, then you have to make the choice to not expose yourself to that or to put yourself in that line of fire. And I would also come back again with the siblings, especially for you, that it's time to look at, because, you know, I want to just acknowledge and applaud you for all the things you said that you've been able to do, you know, turn your life around and go to school and all those kind of things. If your family members are not able to recognize that, acknowledge that, support that, and encourage you because you have been able to do that, then again, it may be time to distance yourself from them and start to surround yourself with your chosen family rather than your blood family, so that you have people that are able to be there for you and support you and acknowledge those kind of things. And, you know, and it's challenging with children because all we ever hear from children is treat me like an adult. Of course, then when they become adults and they make bad choices, then it's suddenly like, but hey, I'm your child. You should treat me like your child and you should give me money. And so again, it's letting go of the shoulds. And I think it may be one of the, I'm not a parent, so people can correct me if they want to, but I think one of the hardest things as a parent is to accept that your child has become an adult and then have to be willing to step back and say, they make choices as an adult and there are consequences to the choices and I have to just let them deal with the consequences rather than just because I'm the parent always be there to pick up the pieces and fix things for them, which may mean they're not learning the lessons they need to. So that's just to encourage you to, as you said, if they are adults and they made those decisions that weren't so good as adults, then they're having to deal with the repercussions of those decisions. And that's not your fault because, you know, we can raise them as best as we can, but once they're out on their own and once they become adults, then it's on them. And so don't take that on. And again, if you have your chosen family around you, you'll have some people that'll help you to see that it's okay that you're not sending money, or to just support you in how you feel you need to deal with the situation rather than having people around you that are constantly, you know, criticizing you, judging you, making you feel bad for who you are or the decisions that you make.
Well, you're right, because my daughter, and by her contacting me and having, because I call, I text, I hit up on Facebook, and she never reply back. But what is why is she now want to step back into my life just the other day, last week? Why now she want to just, what's going through her mind? Because she stays with my ex-wife, and I do believe my ex-wife have really gotten inside her head about me because she haven't let go of the divorce and all whatever we went through when we was married, and I have. And I asked her to forgive me for anything that I ever done to her and said to her or whatever that I can think of, please forgive me. She thought I was crazy when I said that. But my daughter, what is my daughter, is she seeking help from me just to be in her father, or she really miss me, or what's going on with her?
So the card
over today.
So the card that came up for her, is the Eight of Wands reversed. And, you know, that one thing that that card says when it comes up reversed is it says whatever is going on or whatever, however things proceed, you want to really move slowly. So don't feel pressured to try to rush into something. You know, Eight of Wands reversed could indicate that something that she was trying to do that she thought was moving forward has gotten stuck or is not happening in some way. So she may be turning to you, thinking that you may have something that you can offer or do to help move things along. Like Eight of Wands reversed sometimes can be things that get caught up in bureaucracy and red tape. There may be something that she asks you about if you can. Like this would be the kind of card that would come up where somebody applied for a loan to get a car and then it gets caught up. Something causes it to stall because they don't have the credit score they need or something. And so they would perhaps turn to somebody else to say, could you co-sign on this loan for me so that I can move this forward in order to be able to get a car? Now, the Eight of Wands reversed would say not to jump right on doing that, so you don't have to feel as if you're obligated to do that just because you're the dad. So, you know, really tread carefully and move very slowly. Take time to really think about and consider rather than feeling pressured into doing something right away, you know, or, oh, well, I have to get this signed by next week or otherwise this offer is going to go away, you know, then... This is encouraging you not to fall pray to that so that you don't put yourself in a situation that might create future complication or problems for you. So, you know, take things slowly. Don't try to rush the relationship forward, and also don't rush into doing something if they're asking for some sort of help or assistance, rather than taking the time and moving at a much slower pace.
That's exactly what I want to ask you, because I felt like she ringing my doorbell because of money. And she just bought her another car, about maybe 2 months ago, and I've never seen it. I happened to just hear it from my nephew. He told me, I'm like, oh, my God, my daughter could have pulled up right beside me. I never knew who she was unless I seen her face. So she, so I don't know if she just, you know, want money from me, which I don't have. And
I would say that the Eight of Wands, it doesn't necessarily imply money specifically, but it does perhaps imply that there is some sort of paperwork or something going on that would need signatures or something like that. But again, I would be hesitant to sign on to that, because this card is kind of cautioning us to move slowly and not necessarily jump into the middle of things in that way. I think that the main things for you to remember is that even though we have blood family, sometimes it's healthier for us to be surrounded by our chosen family and to stay a bit more distant from our blood family, because they're not the healthiest to be around. And with your children, to remember that they are now adults. You did the best you could. You have to allow them to learn their lessons and deal with the consequences and repercussions of decisions and actions that they may take. Even if other people think that somehow you should be bailing them out, that's not necessarily what you have to do or need to do as a parent. And with your daughter that's coming over, I would just move slowly. I wouldn't be too quick to sign on to something or to offer something to help for what's being asked for without taking the time to really research it, understand it, or even to be willing to say no, because you don't want to get caught up in some sort of complicated situation or red tape or bureaucracy or something. So those are the things I think from what we've looked at for you to really keep in mind at this point. Okay?
Okay. And do you think maybe she wanted me to co-sign, because she, like I said, she was staying with her mom for an apartment or something because of a credit, or because she's probably trying to move.
Yeah, that would be a very Eight of Wands reversed kind of thing, because it's something she's trying to do or make happen, but she is getting caught up in some way and isn't able to do it either on her own, or there's complicating factors. And so she may be coming to you to like co-sign on something or whatever, thinking that that will help move it along or, you know, add on to what she needs in order to be able to get what she's wanting and that kind of thing. But I would still be very cautious about doing that.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be able to do that. But I just want to ask one more little thing.
I'm going to have to not let you ask another question. So I can make sure to get to some of the other people that are waiting for the show today. But you're always welcome to call back on both of my shows, the second Sunday and the second Tuesday of each month. They have, at the end of the shows, they have segments where you can call in, and also this show, which is all call-in, we do the fourth Sunday of every month. So we try to offer a lot of opportunities for you to be able to call in. So you can maybe think of some questions you might have and try one of those other times, just so we can get to some of the other people waiting. All right?
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much, and God truly bless you. You have been a big help to me today, I tell you. I really appreciate your time and your input and insight that you gave me, your validation.
I will
contact you, though, sir. Thank you so much. Really.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good Sunday.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a blessed day. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. So... from Georgia. We're going to move along to area code 480. Are you there, caller from area code 480?
I am. My name is Michael.
Well, welcome to the show, Michael. And where are you calling from?
I am in California.
Oh, well, all right then. Yay for California, just because I'm in California.
Yeah. Well, I recently moved here, and Say again?
I just said welcome. We welcome you to California.
Oh, I tell you, it's fantastic. I love the energy. But what I was calling in regards to, recently moved here, and it's odd that I've had a few things job-wise kind of fall through the cracks, and I'm building a business that I can live anywhere to do. But again, I still need that that day-to-day gig, whether it's, I don't know, sales or serving or bartending type of thing. And I just kind of wanted to get some insight on that.
So looking at the day job, if you will,
yeah.
not the business you're building. Okay.
Well, I mean, if the business thing's coming through in the next couple of weeks, that would be amazing financially.
Well, but for me, those are kind of two separate things, so I'll pull cards separately. So I wanted to make sure I just understood what we're going to look at here.
Sure.
All right. Well, one thing I would like to first mention is astrologically, it goes before the beginning of the year, but just let's just use the calendar year. Since the beginning of the year, there's been a major astrological storm system passing through, and it really peaked in April. And so the peak of it is past, but we're still kind of seeing a little bit of the after effects, but it's starting to at least diminish somewhat. And what really happened with this storm system is it would feel like one step forward, three steps back. We would meet constant obstacle or delay, or we would get a lot of pushback on things that we were trying to move forward or we thought were moving forward. So I think that some of that may also be a factor in what was affecting the job search for you. The nice thing
makes
is
sense.
That is starting to lighten up. I will say that May 20th through June 1st is an extremely auspicious window of time to be making connections, reaching out, moving things forward. So especially for the next week or so, this is a really good time to be sending out resumes or contacting people about job listings and that kind of thing. We may not see immediate turnaround, but it won't be very long before. So it might feel like we contact them and then it doesn't go anywhere. But what'll happen is that it's kind of like it's almost like a delayed effect, where like if you were in a canyon and you yell and you don't hear anything, and then all of a sudden a few seconds later you hear the echo. It's kind of that similar kind of thing. So don't get too dissuaded if you feel like you make good connections or find good opportunities, especially by June 1st. After mid-July, everything really opens up. This may speak to this, but it also may speak more to the other business that you're developing, because after mid-July, Jupiter really kicks into high gear, and that's all about expansion and growth and going bigger. Luck tends to be on our side, so we might feel luckier, or we might feel as if we get lucky breaks and that kind of thing. So really pay attention to what starts to happen and what starts to come up after mid-July. I would say especially around the business you're trying to build, not the day job thing we're talking about, but the other business, because
right.
After mid-July is when you probably will really start to see a lot of greater opportunities and a lot more potential things for being able to see that grow and expand, and it'll probably start to happen more quickly. So having said that, I pulled cards looking specifically at the search for the day job. And the first cards that come up are really nice, because it says we have the Queen of Swords next to the wheel. And those two cards, Queen of Swords says, stay focused, stay disciplined, stay at what you're doing. Queen of Swords is like the female CEO. So it's like treat your job search like a business. And right now is not the time to lose our focus or to lose our discipline in going about doing that. It would encourage you to do it in a very disciplined way. So think about, because we were talking about, you know, now through June 1st especially is a really good window of time. Think about really setting up your job search like a business plan so that it's like, I know you can't do anything on Monday because it's a holiday, but, you know, it's like on Tuesday, okay, from 8 a.m. to noon, I'm going to search all the different things that are listed from, you know, then I'll have lunch from 12 to 1, and then from 1 to 5, I will be putting together cover letters and resumes and making sure that those get out to, and don't over, you know, don't overwhelm yourself by identifying 27 different job opportunities in the morning that you feel like you need to get 27 different resumes and cover letters out by the end of the day.
Right.
Narrow it down and say, okay, I've got 5, so that's, I'm going to get these 5, or prioritize them, even if you had 27, and say, okay, here's my top 5, so I'm going to make sure I get those out this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, I'll send out the ones for the next 5 on the priority list. That will probably serve you very well. Queen of Swords could also say, well, you're not really looking for a job that you would go to like a recruiter or a headhunter or something like that to do for you, because you just want something more to bring some income in while you're developing the business.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
But Queen of Swords could say to pay attention to opportunities where you are interacting with or dealing with, or your boss would be a woman. So that may also be something that would be kind of a criteria that you could look for, where it's like, oh, this is the person and it's a female. Really pay attention to those. The Wheel card being next to that is really nice because, one, the Wheel card says when things are down, they're going to go up. Of course, when they're up, they're going to go down. But the Wheel of Change says that things are starting to shift, things are starting to move, things are starting to change. And it is in the position of what can help. So some sort of a change in terms of where you were looking, what kind of job you were looking for, or the approach you were taking, or how you're presenting yourself would probably end up you'd find that you would suddenly see results from that rather than just doing it the same way you were. So just think about...
Oh, very, very interesting that you just said that, because I just, with my roommate who's kind of, you know, in radio and well-known in Santa Barbara, I finally said, all right, dude, get me a job waiting tables at a busy restaurant, where before I was doing it on my own.
Right. And that's what Queen of Swords can represent, because any of the court cards, the people cards, can represent people outside of us. So turning to someone who can help, that's why when I was with the Queen of Swords, it said something about like a recruiter or something like that. Turning
right, yep.
to asking for somebody to help us who either has connections or is, you know, really serious or experienced or something like that is also going to help. So I think making that change, that Wheel card says what you've done is you've set the wheel of change in motion. So having done that, you kind of started the wheel spinning, and you'll start to see results coming from that. And the wheel tends to turn fairly quickly, so you'll probably see results fairly quickly from that. And the nice thing is in the short term, so for me the short term is the next 1 to 3 months, which I know you probably think, not 3 months, but is the Six of Cups, but that just means what's coming next or what's the next step, but it's right around the corner. It's in the short term. Six of Cups is actually a card that represents receiving an offer of some sort. So we see that what you have set in motion with the change of approach is probably going to quickly result in something that you feel you can, an offer that you will be receiving or that kind of thing. Six of Cups for me would probably say either in the 6th month, so it'll happen in June, or it would happen in the next water sign. But the next water sign is Cancer, which starts June 20th. So both of those indicate that it's not going to take very long for you to find something. Hopefully that may sound like a long time to you, but...
Right. I mean, I've got an opportunity now, you know, when something fell through, but it's just, I don't sense their enthusiasm about it, and they're like kind of almost in a spot, but I'm more than qualified for, you know, the serving gig. So it's just, you know, it was just difficult to read them. So, I mean, I'm also keeping my options open.
Well, right. And so the Wheel card, think of the wheel like a merry-go-round that we get on and off of. So and things kind of come through. They kind of cycle through, I guess you could say, with the wheel card. So it could be that this opportunity that you have right now is something that you take, but you just know that it's a temporary thing until the next thing comes along. And the next thing that comes along, that Six of Cups says it's not going to be very long before it comes along. So don't get too settled in to that place.
Yeah.
And do what you're doing. Keep those options open, because that's going to serve you well, because there's probably going to be other opportunities that are going to be coming throughout the next month that are going to be something that will make you happy. Six of Cups is something that we want to accept, because it's something, cups represents our emotions, so it represents something that we'll be happy with or satisfied with or contented with. So it's something that probably will offer you what it is you're looking for from this kind of job, which is just something to pay the day-to-day bills and that kind of thing. Six of Cups says it probably will. And Six of Cups can be things like being a server, because Six of Cups is this idea of offering or giving or doing, like traditional images would show somebody offering a cup of water to somebody else. That kind of realm, because that could be bartender, that could be server, but I think that those kind of things that you already mentioned are probably right in line with the kind of things you're going to find opportunities to have and will serve you well, because Six of Cups, again, is going to be very good at giving us something that makes us feel perfectly satisfied with what it is and what it offers in relationship to what we were looking for from it.
Makes sense. And then could that have any inflection on, in regards to, because I've got a couple deals out there on the business side, waiting for that to come to fruition. Would that, you know, possibly involve that, or is that specifically to the day-to-day job?
Well, I pulled those specifically for the day-to-day job, so let me just reshuffle. So you'll probably hear a lot of noise here for a moment. so that I can specifically pull cards with the intention of looking at the other business thing.
Sure. I appreciate it.
And so the two different opportunities or deals that you mentioned, is there some way to differentiate them? And you don't have to say what they are, even if you just say A and B, but I need you to first know what A is and what B is, and not to change it in your mind if what you wanted to hear about A seems like what you're hearing about B.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I have the one out of UK, and B, the one out of Panama.
Okay. You're not a drug smuggler, are you?
No.
Okay. Didn't want to be facilitating. So, I'm not sure that either of those are the best deals for you. I would be a little bit concerned. And I will say that the first card that came up just looking at that business is not specifically to the deals, but just looking at the business you're trying to develop overall. The first card that came up is the Seven of Swords, followed by the Moon card reversed. And that's a Knight of Swords is there too, and that's a challenging combination, because that combination would indicate either somebody is not telling us the truth, somebody is trying to get away with something or manipulate the situation, or is hiding information, and we need to make sure that we dig deeper to find out what the truth is and what all of the information is before we move forward, because there's, with this combination of the first three cards, the danger is that you would end up getting caught up in a web of lies or in politics or something that certainly is not in your favor, because somebody is trying to get away with something and may then leave you holding the bag, or you would end up getting cheated or shorted on something. So I would be very hesitant about something that's going on right now. Don't take it at face value. You know, get a second opinion, find out more information, because there's something else going on here that we're not quite very trusting of. Having said that, the future cards, both short-term and long-term, are extremely positive.
Right.
So that says, in terms of looking forward about the prospects for the business itself, we have some really positive indications. Something happening right now is extremely concerning. Page of Wands comes up in the short term. First of all, Page of Wands can be a very fiery, very summer card. So it seems that, and pages represent the new because they represent children. So it's something new. That's why I think maybe neither of the deals that you mentioned are the best for you because there's something new coming. The nice thing with Page of Wands, Wands is fire. So it's very fast and it's very soon. It corresponds for me to the beginning of summer. So I know most people think of the beginning of summer as June 20th because of summer solstice. So we could just say June because a lot of people just think of, well, this is Memorial Day weekend for us in the U.S. So a lot of people think of this as the kickoff of summer. So there's something coming within, and Page of Wands to be the first 3 weeks of summer. So within that first part of June. So I think there's something new that is going to be far more exciting, interesting, and really get you fired up that is coming, that is separate from these other two deals you mentioned. So I wouldn't get locked into anything for those two deals at this point. Of the two deals, if you had to choose one, the UK one came up slightly better. But really, the way it came up was it's a window or door of opportunity that we can go through that will help us to change our situation or move the situation forward, but it wouldn't be the ultimate deal you would want to stay in. So I would either make it a short-term thing. Treat the UK deal like the day job situation. It's an opportunity, but I keep my options open and I make sure I don't get locked into something that would prevent me from being able to take advantage of or move into something else that comes along in the near future.
Right. No, and it's a smaller financial gain on that deal. And somebody on our side, because our director went to Chile for 2 weeks and kind of dropped the ball, so that window of opportunity on stuff that he was supposed to follow up on got neglected. So now I had to jump back involved and kind of try to gain the reins back and get them the information that they needed and so forth. And the other deal, the Panama deal, is ridiculously large, and it's just been hurdle after hurdle, and literally nobody on the client side has told us the truth since. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that, because the Nine of Swords came up for that one, I mean, I look at that, and then I see the Seven of Swords that came up for the business in general at the moment, and I would be like, just stay away from the Panama thing, because like a nightmare, and I would just start looking elsewhere and not even worry about trying to continue pursuing that.
No, you're right. Yeah, they've sent us fraudulent documents and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So, yeah.
So I think that's where we're really seeing what those first three cards I mentioned were about.
Yep.
And so the fact, I would just walk away from that. I wouldn't even try to get involved in that at all.
No, exactly right.
And the long-term card is really nice because it's the King of Cups. And so King of Cups, anytime you have a king, there's a sense of maturing or growing. So it's interesting that we have the short term as a child, the page. And then in the cards, it would go page, knight, queen, king. So the page is the child, the knight's the adolescent, the queen and the king are the adults. So it's kind of that growing up process or maturing process. So something is happening at the beginning of summer that's going to be kind of like the birth of the business, or it's like the child aspect of the business where it's kind of just starting to feel its way in the world. And the King of Cups says it ultimately has this potential to grow into a full-fledged adult, where with cups, because of King of Cups, cups is water, so there's a sense that things are growing towards a place of flowing smoothly. The nice thing with cups is it could represent, for example, with income, that it flows in and out very smoothly and efficiently, so what we put out flows back to us and that kind of thing. So the business seems to be on the right track.
Okay.
I think the beginning of this summer is going to be key. There are going to be some things. One thing I would say with the Page of Wands to pay attention to, Page of Wands, one can literally represent children, so there may be something coming that somehow is related to children in some way that would be a key criteria to pay attention to as to something to really jump on and pursue. Two, Page of Wands can represent things like playfulness, spontaneity, kind of that things are really fired up. Page of Wands could be like startups. So there may be something with that has that newness to it, whether it's an actual startup or a business that's starting some new type of thing that they are bringing you in to help them develop or something like that. That would be another thing that the Page of Wands could indicate to really pay attention to. And also trust your own gut, something that really sparks your interest and fires you up. And you feel like, you know, doing that, making that deal, if we were doing that, I wouldn't even feel like it's work because I would totally be enjoying and having fun, you know, doing right. that or working in that realm. That's another aspect or criteria that will be a very key component for you to pay attention to that will signal this is the thing to pursue, this is the right direction to go. So the nice thing is the business seems to be on track, I would say, especially if you just get away from Panama. but in that kind of bigger picture, looking at it, it seems to be on track to move forward and to grow into something that you will be extremely happy and pleased with.
Excellent. And that's kind of what I was getting the sense that, you know, when you're talking, you know, possibly some smaller amounts, like deals, you know, kind of just a little, you know, the Panama deal would be ridiculous income. I mean, seven figures type of thing, where the UK one is, you know, would be under six, but still fine. And so I'm kind of, you know, with the childlike, so maybe, you know, smaller income type of deals, and then eventually possibly broadening up to, you know, the monstrosities of what I've been trying to shoot for.
Well, yes. So the one thing I would say, like the Panama thing, it may look like a lot of money, but I bet you anything yeah. that the what looks like a lot of money that you would make from it, most of that would get sucked up in legal fees because you would end up in a legal nightmare with
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
And it would yeah. never be worth it.
Oh, and that's the thing. Our people don't even want to be involved anymore because even though if we turned over the financial the fraudulent bank documents, it would cost, we would have to defend our position with legal and all that kind of stuff. And we're just like, you know what, we're all done. If they can come through with what they said they were going to do, great. But, you know, we're not putting forth any more effort.
Yeah, well, I would just, personally, I wouldn't even get involved with them at all. I would just walk away from it and start looking for other opportunities.
Oh, yeah, always out there, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yes, what you were saying, like with the Page of Wands, you know, because if I think of a page like a child, the way you're describing it, doing a lot of smaller things can build up to a bigger thing, you know, so the, right. the cumulative effect of the smaller things may actually be more advantageous for you than one big deal.
Right.
And that's what you really want to focus on and be stimulating right now are more of those smaller deals, smaller companies, smaller aspects kind of things, because that's
yep.
probably going to build to something far more advantageous than if you jumped right into this Panama kind of a big deal
right.
thing. But certainly it's nice to see these two cards, Page of Wands, King of Cups, because it shows the business is moving and growing in the right direction.
Beautiful.
As long as we heed some of the things that it's indicated would help to do that.
Sure. Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for calling in and good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to go to someone calling from area code 650. So if you're calling from area code 650, simply be ready, because as soon as we come back from the break, we will be hearing from you.
When I met you in the summer,
You're listening to LIVE On Air Readings with your Firefly Willows LIVE hosts on Firefly Willows LIVE. Find out more at fireflywillows.com. Enjoy the show.
Listening to Firefly Willows Live, our monthly call-in show where you have the chance to call in and receive a reading live on the air. This call-in show is done every fourth Sunday of the month, so you can make a note of that because you always have that chance to call in. My name is Hi C, and I am a host of two of the shows here on Firefly Willows LIVE, Revolution on the second Sundays and the Amethyst Oracle on the second Tuesdays. And you can always find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Firefly Willows. You can also find us on the web at fireflywillows.com/live. So we're going to go to our next caller, who is calling from area code 650. Are you there, caller from area code 650? Hello, caller in 650, which I know is in California. Okay, well, we will hold on. Maybe they have gotten distracted, and we will see if they are available in just a little while. Meanwhile, we'll go to a caller from area code 856. Are you there, caller from area code 856?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Hello, I can. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Laura, and I'm in New Jersey.
Well, welcome to the show. What is it that you would like for us to look at for you today for the reading?
When do you see me getting a really good permanent full-time position job?
Okay. Are you currently actively looking?
Yeah, well, I had an interview. I'm on a contract. It's been extended to the end of the year. But for reasons that I won't go into, I started looking for a permanent position. I went on an interview Friday. It was a one-year contract. But I had some red flags with that interview. I don't think I would want to work there. I'm thinking I'm going to stay put where I currently am and continue to look because I want to purchase a home, and I can't do that when I'm always doing contract work.
Okay. So what were your concerns about the place that you had the interview?
The woman that I would be working for did not seem to have command of the situation. She's only been there since January. But there were some things during the interview that she revealed about the way the organization is structured that didn't ring like a place where I would want to stay. I don't think that's the place that I want to work at. The culture
okay.
just didn't seem to fit for me.
Okay. And what's the month and day of your birth?
October 1st.
Okay. So the reason I asked the birth date is to calculate a year number and a year card. And right now, what you're in is an 8 year, the number 8. And one thing that the number 8 can be about is, in some ways, it's kind of steady as she goes. It's kind of just doing the work and taking care of the everyday kind of thing. So that would encourage you. And when I say a year, it goes from birthday to birthday. So you're kind of in the middle of your year because yours goes from October 1st to October 1st. So one thing that that would say is that focusing on what you already have and just, you know, maintaining that is more advantageous for you right now. After your birthday in October, you will go into a 9 year. 9 is a number of completion and closure. So it represents finishing up a phase or a cycle that we have been in. So that would indicate more of a better year for bringing an end or a close to this phase of your work cycle, being a contractor and that kind of thing, in order to then set the stage for transitioning or moving into something new or different. That transition may not happen until after the next birthday, because then you will go into a 10-year, which is really the number, the year of change and transition. The nice thing is that you have the security of this contract you've just signed for another year, so that gives you a little breathing room.
I signed it for six more months. It'll be 6 months from Jan, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
One thing that may happen is they may extend it again, or bringing an end to that contract at that time puts you into the opportunity to then make the change. So I would just focus on sticking with the contract you just signed, using that as kind of that security for the next 6 months to give you a little bit of space to be looking for other things without having to feel desperate. And if you heard me talking earlier about the astrology that's going on this year, after mid-July, things really start to open up. And I was talking about Jupiter really starts to kick in after mid-July. So the opportunity for growth and expansion into other things really starts to increase. Luck tends to be on our side to some extent. We may feel like we get lucky breaks or we feel luckier. The ability to generate something more and move things forward beyond where we're at also starts to increase. So I would really start to pay attention to, I would say for the moment, don't worry about looking so hard. And then after, because like the King of Cups reversed comes up here in the short term, that would say after the next water sign. So the next water sign is Cancer, which goes from June 20th to July 20th. So I would really just maybe the easy way to think of it would be starting in August, really start looking in earnest in terms of what opportunities and things there are, because after mid-July, opportunities will start to multiply. And some of that could just be that people are kind of holding back and then suddenly things will start to get listed or become available and visible. So really start to pay attention to things and really start to put a lot of emphasis on the looking after July 20th, if you want to think of it that way, or you could just think August if that's easier, because that will probably be a much better time for greater opportunities and opportunities that allow you the kind of growth and expansion you're looking for to start coming along or to start appearing.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And I think that after your birthday, because you'll move into the 9 year at that point, because 8 is a number of what you're in right now. 8 is a number of starting to see tangible results from what it is that we've been working towards or trying to bring about, manifest in the world. So you still have that through October. And I think that those kind of results or fruits of your labors will start to really pop beginning in August. And then those will lead to, going into the 9 year after your birthday, those will lead to the opportunities that will allow you to bring completion or closure to this particular cycle of your work, meaning kind of the contracting and that kind of thing, in order to then plant new seeds and move into the next cycle, which what you're trying to do is plant seeds for bringing about a full-time kind of thing. So really pay attention and start looking in earnest beginning in August, because I think that's when the things will really start to pop for you. And bringing an end to this particular cycle that you've been in is something that probably will happen in the year after your birthday. But that's not, in a sense, that's not far away because you have a contract that takes you to that point anyway.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of the day. You too.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And now let's go back and see if, did our caller from area code 650 come back on the line?
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show. So what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Jose, California.
All right. And what's your name?
My name is Jody.
Well, hello, Jody.
And hi, what how are you?
I'm good. What is it that you'd like us to look for, to look at in a reading today?
Yeah, so I am, in continuing looking for work, and I was just, nothing has really come about. I've had a lot of activity come about this last couple months, but nothing has really, come to fruition, and I'm hoping that I'm getting closer. And I just, just wanted to ask my question in terms of when is it looking good for the next couple of months, in terms of landing that ideal position.
And what's the month and day of your birth?
February 25th, 1959.
All right, so February 25th. Yes. So if you heard me talking to the previous person, I calculate a year number and a year card based on the birth date, and that goes from birthday to birthday. And what you came into in February is a 7 year. Seven is a number of commitment, so there's a much greater energy, I guess you could say, during this year around finding ourselves in committed situations. So if we're talking about work, that would mean something that we're able to commit to and or other people committing to us. So that, certainly bodes well for this year in general, for that happening. Seven corresponds to what's called the Chariot card, which tends to be a very fast-moving card. So it can also say that things really start to pick up speed during this year. Things start to really move forward during this year. And some of that was getting kind of blocked up, if you heard me talking about the astrological storm system we've been experiencing. Fortunately, the worst of that was in April, and we're starting to move out of that. So you probably will start to see things heating up and speeding up even starting now. And if you heard me earlier, now through June 1st especially is a very auspicious window of time to be moving things forward, reaching out, making connections. And things that we connect with during this particular time period between now and June 1st is really going to set the stage for something starting to happen fairly quickly after that. It may not be immediate, like overnight, but it will happen. Something as a result of what we do during this window of time will come to fruition. We certainly are moving closer and we're on the right path because the first card that came up is the Star card. And the Star card indicates that what we've been hoping for, what we've been wishing for is likely to come to fruition. And this is in the position of the present, not in a future position. So it seems as if this can indicate that, we're looking in the right places, or we're heading in the right direction in terms of where we're considering different kinds of opportunities and that kind of thing. Therefore, if we continue to do that, something is going to come about as a result of that. And I would anticipate that I would anticipate it certainly is before fall. So certainly before September. But anytime you have a major card, which is what the Star card is, the major arcana card, anytime you have those, they tend to represent, speed or immediacy, if we think of how quickly something is going to happen. So the fact that it comes up in the present is the very first card, and the fact that your year being a seven and a chariot year is also about speed and things moving forward. And the chariot can be very much about career. One thing I would say about that is that with the chariot card here, there may be some aspect of either a job, if we just apply it to that area of your life, that it may be some sort of work that involves movement or travel of some sort. So either you wouldn't be in an office all the time versus you'd be on the go, or it would be a job where you're traveling on a regular basis as part of it, or it's a job you have to move to that becomes available where you have to move or travel in order to take advantage of where the job is located. So one thing that I would say is don't rule that out, but also to pay attention to job opportunities and things you see that may involve travel in some way or movement where you're kind of on the go all of the time, because those are probably going to be very key to what would end up coming to fruition for you during this year. And especially with that star card saying, it's as if the star card's like saying we're right on the verge, that, because of the position being in the present. So it seems as if whatever you have been doing is getting ready to start manifesting or bringing fruition to what it is that you were hoping would come from it. And I would use this time period between now and the beginning of June to really either reach out to people or to recontact some people, something you thought was going to happen but somehow got stalled. This would be a good time to reconnect. The star card also supports that as well. And so I would really try to take advantage of now through the beginning of June for doing those kind of things, because that's probably going to end up what pays off or ends up coming to fruition as a result of something that you either initiate or reconnect with or move forward during this time period.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I've been preparing for this for, you know, many months now, so I'm hoping to see some fruit from my labor here, and I just always like to get signs that I'm going in the right direction. And
well, the star
patience is a virtue.
Well, the star card is probably one of the best signs and one of the most obvious cards to get for a sign. Because the star is like the universal neon sign blinking, saying go this way, or, you know, that, again, we have that wish upon a star kind of thing. So the fact that it pops up and in the present and not the future says that what we've been hoping for or wishing for is already generating in the present and is getting ready to appear, rather than it's in the future at some future time. So whatever groundwork you've been laying or that kind of thing seems to be getting ready to come to fruition. And I think a lot of it had to do with that astrological storm system, that some of it just, if we think of like plants that can't really start to grow in the spring like we thought they would, because here comes the hurricanes that are flooding everything and blowing everything down and everything else. But once that storm system passes, then all of a sudden everything just starts to bloom and pop, because everything has been well watered if it's been flooded. But it's like the conditions are now very ripe and fertile. So that star card coming up seems to be a really, really nice indicator that what we've been hoping for and waiting for is getting ready to start popping into fruition. Not just
even though I've had that, well, I haven't had the star card before, but I've had different cards, and I can't remember what they were. I have them written down. I don't have them with me, but it's said that like, you know, May and June and July, you know, things are starting to come into order and you should see some fruits from your labor and things like that. And I just, you know, I haven't seen it yet. I kind of feel it's coming on.
Well, it is. And that's why, because part of May we had to think of the first part of May as kind of the cleanup period after the storm passes. So like if we had trees, you know, limbs blowing down and everything else, we'd have to spend some time like cleaning up the limbs and everything else. Then once we've done all of that, all of a sudden the garden starts to grow because there's nothing getting in the way of it. That's the point that we're at as of May 20th is when that kicked in. That's what we're at right now. So we had a little bit of the cleanup period for the aftermath in the beginning part of May. And that's why I think the star card is here, because now we've entered into this period of starting to see that fruition of the things. And if we've, you know, like you indicated with other cards, May, June, July, this last half of May is when we're going to really start to kick into what those cards were indicating was going to be happening.
Okay. Great, great. Well, thank you very much, I see. I appreciate that.
You are more than welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So I think what we'll do is we will take another quick break, and then we will come back. And I will just remind people that are listening, if you'd like to get into the queue for a reading, you can Skype in from the show page, or you can call 646-716-5510, and that will allow you to get into the queue as well. So we will be back right after this.
Firefly Willows, LIVE, we're working hard to be your trusted source for fun, enlightening, and heart-centered information and community. And we're passionate about the art of transformative media, the new leading edge of communication in our highly connected, media-rich world. If you're passionate about facilitating change, and you have gifts or ideas you'd like to share, come join us, host a show, or be a guest. Or connect us to an amazing speaker or teacher whose message is too good to miss. There's always room for courageous, knowledgeable change makers, inspired artists, and new ideas. Let us know you're interested. Send an email to info@fireflywillows.com. We're Firefly Willows, LIVE, helping you find and shine your inner light.
And we are back, and you are listening to Firefly Willows, LIVE. This is our monthly call-in show every fourth Sunday of the month, where you have the opportunity to call in and receive a reading from our different hosts who use different tools. My name is Hi C, and I'm host of a couple of shows, Revolution on the second Sundays and the Amethyst Oracle on the second Tuesdays. I primarily work with Tarot, but I also dip a little toe into a little bit of astrology, sometimes the I Ching, a little bit of numerology, And so if you are interested in a reading, you can always Skype in from the show page, or you can call 646-716-5510. So we've been through a number of callers. There isn't another caller that is waiting at this moment in the queue. For those in the U.S., this is a holiday weekend. I'm sure everybody is out celebrating what often is seen as the kickoff to the summer season this weekend. So hopefully everybody is enjoying doing that. So I thought that what I will do is for anybody listening, and this will apply for this moment or any time that you happen to listen to this. You can always hear these shows in the archives here on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Firefly Willows Live, or you can find us on iTunes, where you can listen, download, or subscribe to the podcast of the shows. And it will include all of our Firefly Willows LIVE shows. Just do a quick search for Firefly Willows Live and it'll come right up. So whether you're listening at this moment or if you're listening 2 years from now after the show is aired, my belief is always we hear what we need to hear at the moment we need to hear it. And so what I thought I would do is I would just pull a couple of cards to say, how can we best take advantage of this particular moment in time for ourselves, for what's going on, and for what we need? So the card, and I'm going to pull from both the Tarot and from an oracle. It's actually a new oracle that I got called the Isis Oracle. And the Tarot card that I got is the Star card. Now, we just had that appear for our previous caller. So one thing I would say with that is, because it appeared for someone, the fact that it has come up again reinforces the message that it had and says that right now we are in a very, you could say lucky time, just because that star card has that idea about wish fulfillment or getting what it is that we've been hoping for or moving towards. So one thing that it says is now is a time to really be putting our wishes, our hopes, our intentions out there. And whether that means we're wishing on a star to the universe or whether that means we're putting our wishes, hopes, and intentions out to people who would have the ability to fulfill them, whether that's a relationship partner or a potential work situation or something like that, because the star card says, if we express our wish or our hope at this time, then we are likely to see it fulfilled and come true. Of course, the caveat for that is be careful what you wish for, because right now we're very likely to get it. So make sure that you're very clear in both your own personal hope, wish, and intention, and also make sure that you're very clear in who and how you express that to, because you are likely to get what you ask for, and you want to make sure that it both is what you're asking for, is what you want, and that who and how you're asking for it is where you would like it to come from. The star card can also be a card of the universal neon sign. So pay attention to the omens, the signs, the things that blink at you that kind of say go this way, because it's trying to attract your attention and it's trying to keep you on the right course or show you the direction that is best for you to be going at this time. Sometimes that may seem baffling. Sometimes it may seem like it's not the obvious path to follow, but what will happen is that the signs will seem to keep coming to point us in that direction, even when it seems odd to us if we're trying to think about it in our logical brain. I will also say that the star card is a card of healing, so it can show that we're in a really good time for being able to work on healing, whether that is spiritual healing, physical healing, but it says that this is a really good time for healing, and we would probably see a lot of growth or progress in whatever form, whatever type of healing that we may be trying to do. It would also encourage you to reach out to people. I would say that the star card can encourage us to reach out to some alternative forms of healing. Now, that may mean that it's simply an alternative to what you've been trying to do as part of the healing process. Could also be more of what we tend to think of when we say alternative healing, which could be things like energy healing or acupuncture or shamanic work or something like that. So keep in mind that this is a really good period for healing and to stay open to finding the best approaches and modalities for what may help you in your own healing process Alternatively, the Star card also says that what we have can be very healing and helpful for others, because the Star says, don't be afraid to let what you have flow from you, because you have more than enough and it will never go dry. Therefore, share it freely, because it will also then flow back to you. So if you have healing abilities or work that you do, this is an extremely good and important time to be opening that up and offering that to people and allowing people to benefit from that the same way that you could benefit from it if it's something that you need. So don't hold back, and don't be afraid that you're giving too much or offering too much, because the Star card says we simply allow it to flow from us and then it will flow back to us. So let us not get in the way of the flow. And then from the Isis Oracle, which is a beautiful oracle, I must say, it's from Alana Fairchild. And the artist, I'd have to look that up. I forget who did the artwork. She did the text and created the oracle. But it's a really, really beautiful deck. And the card that appeared is called Serpent on Fire, which is the priestess of the serpent sisterhood. Now, I know that sounds very woo-woo and like, what in the world could that possibly mean? So we will take a look at that. And one thing that it certainly brings to mind is the serpent has a couple of indications, because this is kind of coming from an Egyptian standpoint or imagery. And so the serpent was seen as the symbol of protection and power. So it tells us that now is a time for us to be coming fully into our power, to not be holding back, to not be afraid to really go out there in the world in our full glory and power and pursue and go after what it is that we really want, to not be intimidated, to not hold back. And know that we are protected in doing that as long as we are staying fully and completely true to ourselves, true to our mission, true to what it is that we really want. The serpent is also a lot of times associated with the kundalini, which is the energy that flows upward and downward through the chakras. So one thing that this Serpent of Fire card can be indicating is that that kundalini energy is getting stimulated and fired up. So things that we have felt a lack of motivation around, places where we have felt less than energized about or just felt sluggish and lacking the energy to pursue them or make them happen, this would indicate that that fire of that energy is getting stimulated, that creative energy is starting to catch, and that we can really fan those flames and start to see quick and successful results if we really tap into and stimulate that fire. We may be feeling more motivated, we may be feeling more fired up, if you will, and therefore it's really starting to get stimulated and is starting to burn, which would indicate transformation. So areas where we felt stuck, things that have felt as if they've just been blocked or overwhelming, will start to get burned away in order to open up the path, to open up our ability to take advantage of things and to move forward. You may start to feel stronger in your words, in your thoughts, in your actions. And think of how, you know, a little fire and you throw some fuel on it suddenly can rage into a big bonfire, if not a wildfire that burns the place down. That's kind of what this would indicate is happening right now. So just throwing a little bit of fuel on the fire of areas where you're feeling excited, motivated, ambitious, would probably start to really catch and pick up speed very quickly. And we'd start to see things happening and awakening very quickly. You do have to be careful a little bit right now, because this would also say to be careful not to allow our temper, our words, our actions to get out of control, so that we start to either act from too egotistical, where we're kind of steamrolling over people, or we only are trying to get what we want at any cost. But if we can keep that in check, then we'll find that we can really move things forward. What will get in the way are things like, you know, sudden outbursts of anger, or instant gratification in the sense of I want what I want when I want it and I want it now, no matter what. If we can just step that back a little bit, we can make sure that we're doing it in the best way possible rather than simply in the most immediate way possible. So hopefully those two things have helped just a little bit in terms of what's going on right now, how we need to approach things, and how we can go about really making things happen and manifesting what it is that we want in our lives and in the world at this time. So I want to thank everybody for listening. You've been listening to Firefly Willows LIVE, our monthly call-in show on the fourth Sundays of each month that offers you the opportunity to receive a reading live here on the air. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/fireflywillows, or you can find us on the web at fireflywillows.com/live. And my name is Hi C. You can find me and my shows on Facebook if you were interested in getting a reading with me personally, privately. You can find information about that either at facebook.com/TarotHiC, or you can visit my website, tarotbyhic.net. You can find out about my show, Revolution, at facebook.com/revolutionwithhic, or you can find out about my show, The Amethystorical, by going to facebook.com/TheAmethystorical. And I would always, again, encourage you, like the pages, and then feel free to engage in the conversation, ask questions, offer feedback, bring your own insights. If something came up for you around the cards I've just suggested, we'd love to hear that as well. So thank you for listening, and we will look forward to having you join us here again on Firefly Willows LIVE. And until next time, may blessings surprise you around every corner.
Thank you for joining us on today's Firefly Willows LIVE on-air readings broadcast. If you would like to receive a personal reading from one of our hosts, you may contact them by visiting fireflywillows.com/live/hosts. Thank you for joining us. This program was brought to you by Firefly Willows LIVE. We hope you enjoyed the show. This is Deb Caracella. Please join us next time on Firefly Willows LIVE for Healing Conversations with Mildred Lynn McDonald, Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Thank you.